blabbed on and on, didn't he, Doug?
Yeah, we both did.
Okay, this is a continuation, part two, July 21st, 2010, identity type discovery.
Okay, so at this point, what we're looking at is, I don't know whether Ramdas is seeing the world in his memory or whether he's seeing the world in the outside. If he's seeing the world in the outside, then he's looking at one aspect of the world that he is able to focus on. And there are other things there that he can't see because he's not able to focus on that because it's outside of his focus, which means that it would have to be, if it's outward directed, it would have to be number seven. So far, I don't see any bidirectional attitude there, except that I'm noticing that the guy, the man who Ramdas is standing with, is saying, well, look at this guy over here. And this is a guy who Ramdas couldn't see until he pointed him out. And Ramdas said, well, the reason he couldn't see him is because he wasn't there. And the only reason the other guy could see him is because he just walked up. But in any case, whether it was the one way or the other, that guy who Ramdas is standing with saw him before Ramdas did. Okay, so if Ramdas is outward directed and this other guy is inward directed, why is he able to see things in the outside world before he can see it? And the answer to that would be that the other guy is a Virgo and he gives equal value to everything. And so he can see all of the things that are out there.
And the suffering being in the outside world, and Virgo being inward directed will.
There's a spider on the chair right behind your head. It was a fly, it left.
Are you trying to determine if Virgo is seeing the suffering in the outside world?
Virgo is not seeing the suffering in the outside world. He's pointing out to the outside world that is not suffering. And he says, whatever suffering is there, humans are able to overcome it themselves.
Now he's saying that because he's inward directed.
Because he's expressive.
Yeah, okay.
He's saying that humans are able to overcome their difficulties. He's seeing that it's awful, that there's pain, injustice, and tribulation that shouldn't be. And the other guy is seeing difficulties.
Right.
Much more superficial. Mm. Okay? So he has a profound experience of the depth of pain. And the other guy has a very surface experience of pain or difficulties. He says, oh, these are difficulties. You overcome them. Now, I'm having problems still, Dom. I don't know what is going on here.
Yeah.
And because a Virgo, although they give equal value to everything, and they see that it's difficulties. A Virgo, who is a Virgo, sees every difficulty as a major cataclysm. Mm.
Mm.
Like LaRouche. LaRouche is always saying, that thing right there is going to bring the whole world down. Oh, and it passed. Well, okay. That thing right there is going to bring the whole world down and it's going to happen within the next 2 weeks. And those 2 weeks pass. Well, okay, we're sharpening our ability to to get the end game coming, and whether we're going to get out of here on time, safe or not. And he's got a paper in there. End game is on, getting out safely. And he said in 1998, I don't see how the world can get past the year 2000. You know, in the present form. If we don't reform this, I don't see how. And so he's always seeing a major cataclysm everywhere. Well,
in
why?
Equal value. Is that what you're saying? Like, they all have equal value, but they're all cataclysms.
The reason that he sees a cataclysm everywhere is because the Pisces sees cataclysm. He's seeing a cataclysm in his intuition. This guy in this dream is a Pisces, I think, and he's seeing a major cataclysm in the world. That the world is awful. That's what he can see.
Yeah.
And that it's full of pain, injustice, and tribulation, and it shouldn't be that way, which means something could have been done about it.
Yeah.
Something can be done about it. Who does that sound like?
Receptive.
It shouldn't be that way. Something can be done about it.
Shouldn't be.
Who do you know who said, something can be done about it?
Who do I know? I can't
remember. L.R.H. L. Ron Hubbard.
Is he a Pisces?
Something can be done about it. Something can be done about it. It shouldn't be that way. We are going to do something about it. Let's get this show on the road. He's April 3rd, or March 13th, 1911. Pisces, outward directed discrimination.
Wow. Okay, but see, Karna, the Virgo in this dream, isn't expressing that characteristic.
Isn't expressing what characteristic?
Of the cataclysm.
No,
he's saying everything's okay, people, which is expressive, but here, this other characteristic of Virgo is not here.
Right. He's saying the Pisces is seeing cataclysm.
Okay, yes.
The Virgo is seeing difficulties that they can overcome.
Okay.
So the Pisces says, the world is a cataclysm, but we can overcome it.
Oh, yes. Yeah, but Ram Dass didn't express any will to take any action to do it. He's Ram Dass said that it'll take care of itself.
The other guy is saying that humans can overcome their own difficulties.
Right, right, right.
The other guy is saying it'll take care of itself, not in the sense that they will take care of their own difficulties.
Right.
But he's saying that the world is awful and it shouldn't be that way.
And, yeah, but he's not saying something should be done about it. So it's not a...
The one who does something about it is the Virgo.
Really?
Right.
Oh.
Because if he... Now look, he's saying, he isn't saying I want to do something about it. He's saying the world is awful and it shouldn't be that way. Okay, what does that mean, Ram Dass? Look at yourself in the dream when you're saying the world is awful and it shouldn't be that way.
Describe myself?
Yeah. What kind of a guy are you?
I'm kind of slumped down like this. Kind of going.
That's how LRH ended up. LRH ended up getting his back broken, getting his fucking arm broken. He ended up having to leave this world, having to leave his body, because it was too much for him. He said, I can do more out of this body. I've got to a point now where my body is, I've taken on so much that I can't handle it anymore. And he was still too identified with being a Pisces, saving it all as his own self.
Mm. He went so when he came onto that knowledge that broke his arm, that was near the end of his life?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, in the 80s.
Wow.
Yeah, he broke his back down in South Africa trying to get OT3 by himself.
Is it a Piscean characteristic to see Ain't It Awful?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you're feeling the world is awful. It's full of pain, injustice, and tribulation. And this guy's saying, the world, humans can overcome their own difficulties. So I still
think... Isn't that inspiring?
I think that you're receptive and that he's expressive. Although I don't know this for sure yet. I've got a lot of evidence that this is the case.
Yeah. Oh, why don't we look?
At what?
Well, let's look at the number.
Not yet. I want to figure it out.
There's another way to study this. And that's not to be worried about the outcome, but look at the number and then go over the, if the number is what you said before, like 2 or what was the other numbers you think?
2 or 3 or 10 or 11.
Yeah, then go over it again and see where it needs to be changed, our thinking about it. Because I think we're getting lost in the,
okay.
Getting exhausted trying to figure it out.
Okay, Dom, I'm sorry that you feel like you're getting lost.
Yeah.
But you know what? I need to do this way.
Do you? Okay.
I really have to do this way because when I do it that way,
yeah,
it's easy for me to see the stuff in the dream.
Uh-huh.
And I don't learn how to see the subtle
shit
in the dream. Yeah. I'm learning how to see the real self. I'm training myself to see more in the dream than I ever am able to see in the dream by doing it that other way.
But I think you could pick up clues by doing it the other way.
You can. There's that is a way that you can train yourself. And I have done it that way all this time.
Have you?
And I want to do that this way now.
Okay.
Because I realize that I'm jumping to a lot of conclusions.
Okay.
And in the way that you and I studied it,
yeah.
I was jumping to a lot of fucking conclusions and coming to completely crazy conclusions about what's going on in the dream.
Another advantage.
And we all need to see more subtle stuff. And we need to be able to see more subtle stuff in our own life.
Mm-hmm.
So
there's a bigger payoff to go through it without knowing. It'll have a deeper influence when the discovery is made.
Yeah.
Because it didn't come from somewhere else. It came from...
It came from you.
Your own
creativity.
Now,
other people are never going to be able to train themselves to be this subtle.
Yeah.
About it. We can't expect everybody to do that. But you know what? Little kids in school, when we start training little kids in school, we'll do it this way. Because, you know, the core of your own people who belong to the Academy of Human Creativity, they need to be able to do it like this. They need to be able to look and see what the hell's going on without knowing the number.
Yeah.
And Alvaro never got to the point where he was able to see what was going on in the dreaming state and in the causal state.
Mm.
He said the reason that we study the sun sign is because you can see that in the person's speech and in their behavior. But that's not true, because people have an emotional mind that causes them to say emotional things, and they say it with that identity type, without the influence of the sun sign. And you see people doing stuff habitually that their waking state isn't in control of, that is coming from the automatic, repetitive, compulsive behavior patterns.
Engrams.
That are coming out of their governor, and that it's governed by the personality of their governor, and their sun sign has no control over that whatsoever. And Alvaro even knows that. You know, he said, if you want to know what a person's rising sign is, you have to watch their behavior over a long period of time in their life. Well, let me tell you something. You can determine a person's rising sign by watching their the automatic repetitive compulsive behavior in one fucking dream.
Is in this statement you make, like, people will say, this is who I am, but I keep acting this way. Is that what you're saying right now?
Yeah.
I think I'm this way, but I keep acting that way. And it's the governor.
Well, no. that's part of that, too. But usually when people are talking like that, they're not even observing the stuff that they're doing automatically.
Can you have an example?
For example, I'll use you as an example. Okay.
Yes.
You have this intention of moving to Madison, Wisconsin, and becoming a landlord.
Right.
Because you want to go back and be with your family.
Right.
And you want to return to that place. Madison, Wisconsin is where you grew up.
Right.
Okay? That's a governor thing.
Okay.
That's not your waking state. That's not your waking state Gemini that is guiding that.
Okay.
That's a governor thing.
Wow.
Whoa. Amplify a little bit on that, will you? Why is it a governor thing?
Because it's something that is controlling a long-range plan of his whole life.
Okay. And there's the familiarity of
the childhood thing
of Milwaukee, of Madison is fits in that.
Well, it's also the emotional stuff of I want to go back to the place where I grew up. I want to be with my family.
Yeah.
I want to be with people I know. I want to be with people I love and respect, and people who love me and respect me. And yeah, that's a governor thing.
So that's acting unconsciously on me.
You're,
my repetitive thoughts of that.
Yeah. There's no waking state reason for doing that. There's no waking state reason for living in Madison.
Yeah.
Wow.
I can find a reason.
I know. You start looking and you'll find one.
I'll find one in the governor.
Yeah.
Okay.
James Joyce, James Joyce, for example, was exiled and from Dublin and had to go to Paris. The Irish kicked him out. And he spent the rest of his life writing about life in Dublin.
Oh, yeah.
Dreaming about being in Dublin.
Oh, wow.
And so on and
really?
So forth. Wow. He was an Aquarian.
Yeah.
Waking state number 6, yeah.
Yeah.
And he was so controlled by his governor that he couldn't relate to France. He couldn't get into the present time. He was stuck in the past.
Mm.
Yeah. And
brokenhearted?
Yeah, absolutely.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Sad.
Yeah.
Yeah. That happens to a lot of people, I think.
Of course.
But, I have a dream about going back, and I can see the dream right now in my mind. I know exactly how it goes. Like it's always there.
Uh-huh.
Very strong, you know. Superimposed the vision in my mind.
Yeah.
About going back by myself without my family, Linda, or John, and Lindsay.
No, well, you know that you're not going back to Linda and John and Lindsay.
Yeah.
You're going back to the family of your childhood.
Yeah.
That isn't there.
They're not there.
Your dad isn't there. Your mom isn't there.
All my
Kim
aunts
isn't
and uncles
there.
Are all gone.
Your aunts and your uncles are all gone. Your cousins. Some of them are there. Some of them are not.
Oh my God.
Huh?
So that's why I couldn't go back too. Huh?
Yeah. You went out there and you found out. Oh Jesus. What I was looking forward to isn't here.
It's here. Wow.
What you were looking forward to out there isn't here either. The people who you were looking for out there in Washington are gone. They're not here. This is a new scene. This is a new childhood.
Well, my brother and sister are back there. All my nephews and nieces are back there.
Can you imagine? Can you imagine going back there and being that close to Tony? Huh? Is that who you want to have as your opposite alternative? Huh?
No, I can imagine that.
You can?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I could.
All right, fine. So go ahead, have at it. But see, it's a matter of really being, it's a matter of really looking at the subtle stuff.
Yeah, right.
And realizing, am I doing this or is this being done to me?
Uh-huh.
Sure.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
And so this is what we're trying to figure out here.
Right.
I want to know, and Dom, I'm sorry, but I need to know this.
Okay.
Yeah.
It was a suggestion.
I know that it would be a shortcut. It would save a lot of time. But it would make me jump over a whole bunch of stuff that I...
Sure.
Okay. So now... So what I've got here so far is Ram Dass is receptive. That he can't see everything that's there.
I'm gonna put the milk in the fridge and then...
It's already gone.
Move the ice. Did you put the ice into the...
No, I didn't. I didn't even notice that there was any ice left in there.
Oh, there isn't in the small...
I didn't notice that there was any ice left in there. Okay. There probably is, but I didn't see it. I got the milk because I wanted the cream to have peaches and cream.
You sneaky.
No shit.
Caught him. Red-handed.
Let me just get the
white-handed.
Cover up over there.
Ram Dass, one time when Dominic and I signed into number 7, I was standing on a roadside, and all of a sudden my brother Scott was standing right next to me. I didn't see him coming. But you know, it's only logical that he had to come. He couldn't just appear there. And so what I got was that he walked up and I didn't see him coming until he got there. And the reason I didn't see him coming is because I was focused on something else. The reason that you can't see Karna there and the reason that this guy has to point him out to you is because when he does point him out, he already sees it even though you don't. Okay. Now, I've got a lot of suspicions. I still suspect that he's number 7 and that this other guy's number 1. I still suspect that. And why does this guy see only difficulties where this guy sees profound awfulness? And it's because he's discrimination and he's got all of his focus on this one thing and he goes to the full extent of it. That it's pain, injustice, tribulation, and how much other stuff is there, which and discrimination sees every detail of the one thing that it's aware of. he wants the world. To be different. Okay. And why do I say that? Because he says, the world shouldn't be that way.
I'm looking back into the dream. What's...
Now there are two ways for the world to be different. There's a receptive way and there's an expressive way, right? Either I can save the world or I can teach the world how to save itself. So I know that the other guy in the dream wants the world to save itself. How do I know that? Because he says that the other guy's idea is that humans can overcome their difficulties.
I'm wondering, what's this guy that I'm identifying with? What's he seeing before he sees Karna? I have no vision of that. What I'm seeing is that this guy is kind of listening. He's just kind of slumped over a bit.
Okay, depressed. Go into that guy's body. What do you see?
It seems like he's turned inward. But he's checking out inside. He's listening to the other guy.
Because the other guy is trying to get him to see something that he doesn't want to look at. He doesn't want to look at. So that could be a reaction against him. Hunching over, and closing your eyes and refusing to see what this guy is talking about could be a reaction. I mean, see, there's all kinds of things that it can be. And so these are subtle things that you can pick up. So, Ram Dass, when you say that the world shouldn't be this way, the world is awful and it shouldn't be that way, what do you want to do about it?
Nothing.
Why not? Okay.
I don't know. Should I answer?
Yeah.
I don't know how.
You don't know how to change it. Okay, good. That's fine.
I feel helpless.
Okay, very good. Now, how could the world be different than it is? From the perspective of you in the dream.
If everybody took it upon themselves to change their way of...
Okay, now that's what the guy says. The guy says humans are able to overcome the difficulties. So if everybody would take it upon themselves to be responsible, then the world could change. Okay, what's the other way that the world could be different?
Let God take care of it. God knows, I don't know.
What's the other way that the world could be different?
In addition to what I said?
Yeah.
It could be okay to be awful.
But you don't like it being awful. You're depressed about it.
Yes.
See, Dom, if we go get that number, then what's going to happen is we're all of a sudden looking at that number, we're going to start to see stuff that we can't see in here right now.
Okay.
And I would rather...
Train
myself to see it without the guidance of that number.
Yeah. It'll have more impact, I'm sure. My experience. Well, I'm lost.
You're lost?
I don't know how to answer your last question.
Well, in the dream where this guy's saying to you, it's happening all the time. We're looking at the world. What are you feeling before he says it's happening all the time?
Depressed.
And why?
Because the world's so awful.
How do you know that? how do you know that the world is so awful?
That's what I tell myself all the time.
Oh, why? On what basis do you tell yourself that all the time? What evidence do you have?
Oh, any time I look out, I can see people suffering. Attaining what is possible in life, the great joy and fulfillment.
Every time I look out, I see people are not attaining what?
Fulfillment and joy.
And why not?
There are two things. They don't know how, and there are pressures to keep them from finding out.
What?
And there are pressures to keeping them. There are things about life, the things that are going on that are making it hard, difficult to know that.
Okay, the pressure.
Maybe it's not even in their consciousness, a lot of people, that it could be a lot better.
Okay. What do you want to do about that? Before this guy says it's happening all. In that part of the dream, before this guy says anything, what do you want to do about it?
I'd like to show them how.
Okay.
I think I can show them how.
All right. Okay, fine. What else could you do besides showing them how? What else could you do?
I could pray.
And what else could you do?
Accept what is.
In other words, do nothing.
Either way. Accept it and do nothing, or accept it and do something.
But if you accept it and do something, what could you do besides teaching them how to get out of it themselves or praying? What could you do yourself to relieve the...
Love people.
Pardon me?
Love people. Love people a whole lot.
Love people.
Love all living things. Love the earth. Love the sky. Love the ocean.
Okay.
I could totally dedicate my life to doing that and let it have its effect.
Okay, do you see here, Dominique, that it isn't clear that he's not actually... that he's talking out of his identity type, and he's also talking out of his intuition, and that out of his identity type, he's not talking, he's not saying anything about what he could do to change the world.
Yes.
There's nothing that he knows in his identity type about how to change the world.
Right.
That it shouldn't be that way.
Well, I thought I gave a couple concrete suggestions.
They come from your intuition. I could teach people how to save themselves. That's expressive, that's not receptive.
Okay.
I could pray to God. That's... Well, I see praying to God as receptive. Because whenever you pray to God for somebody, Guru Mai says,
that's right.
Healer beware. You know, somebody's got to pay the karma. When you're praying to God for somebody to be relieved, well, God's going to take it out of your karmic account. Mm. So when you're wishing for somebody else to get well and all of that, you have to be a little bit careful because all of a sudden they get well and you get hurt. Mm. Right? Understand that? But if you teach people how to save their own ass, then the karma, then there's no karma to pay. They're paying the karma. So I still see him as being receptive and the other guy as being expressive. Do you?
Yeah, I see there's blending of both there.
Because
he's talking out of his intuition and his identity type of thing.
Right, and it's not possible for you to say which one is which.
Yeah, because the mind comes in and...
Right, but when he says, when I say, what are you willing to do about it? He says, I don't know what to do.
Right.
I don't know how to teach everybody how to do it.
Right.
Does this other guy? Does he know how to teach them how to do it themselves?
He also sees no need to do it.
Huh?
He also sees no need to teach anybody anything. Look at him. He's taking care of himself. Got a big smile on his face.
Okay. Expressive.
Right.
Definitely expressive.
Right.
That's, you have learned that much.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
But Ramdas is saying, look at him. Karna. People can heal themselves. So he's expressing Karna's view. Ramdas is expressing Karna's view. So are you saying that...
He's expressing the view of the guy who's pointing Karna out to him. The other guy is saying, look at Karna.
Okay.
He doesn't need any help. And Ramdas is saying, well, he's got a little eczema on his...
Right.
On his hand.
Right.
He's reacting against this, what this guy's saying.
Right. But there's still confusion about what Ramdas' identity type is.
Right, I still don't know.
Okay.
I don't see anything to indicate that he's inward directed because there are no women in the dream.
Yeah.
until he said, it would be like we're sitting on a sidewalk cafe and watching the people walk by. Then there would be men and women there.
Yeah.
And I said, well, are you sitting? No, no, that was only a metaphor. We're watching... We're looking at the world. Well, are you looking at the world? No, we're looking at a concept of the world. So that could be inward directed. To me, he could be inward directed.
Yeah, could be.
Which creates confusion.
Yeah, right. And because you're not able to actually tap into your own need and to tap into your... are you aware of what this guy... Well, let's see. That's not a good question. Let me ask you this, Ramdas. What do you need from this guy? He's trying to give you something. He's trying to teach you that the world can overcome its difficulties.
Hope.
Okay, he's trying to give you hope.
Well, that's what I want from it.
Okay, are you getting tired right now?
Is this I'm also hanging in there. I can hang in there longer.
Okay.
My mind is clear.
You're doing all right. Okay.
Then
let's try this one thing here.
I really don't want to... I'm at the point where I don't want to stay in that depressed state.
Okay, good. Okay, fine. Let's go. Let's overcome that depressed state here, right? Like this. I want you to formulate the intention that you're going to listen to this guy, and that you're going to look at Karna and see an example that somebody can actually overcome his own difficulties.
The sun just got brighter.
And you look at the brightness of Karna standing there, and you say to yourself, okay, this guy is right. I need to have a brighter outlook. I'm going to focus on Karna and see a clear example that the world, that humans are able to overcome their difficulties.
Yeah, I like that. Yeah, he's just shining bright. Big smile.
And what do you feel inside of your belly? What resistance do you feel there?
I don't feel any resistance.
What do you feel in your belly?
It's more my heart. I feel pleased.
With this
new attitude.
What do you feel in your belly?
Belly. It's not an emotion.
What's in there?
It can't be.
Oh, it can't?
A bunch of snake-like laughing demons, kind of.
Really?
Yeah. What's in there?
A bunch of snake-like demons.
Yeah, but they're not scary.
Okay, they're laughing.
Yeah.
They're laughing. Okay, good. Now, see, Dominic, what I did this deliberately.
Yeah.
Because I said, what's in your belly? What reaction are you feeling? He's looking at Karna, and he's not experiencing any great angel right. going up into heaven.
Right.
He's experiencing a lot of light. But I said, well, what do you feel in your belly? Well, no emotion. It's more in my heart. So he's trying to direct my attention away from his fucking belly.
Oh,
yes. He is. He's saying, it's more in my heart. I'm feeling the warmth of my heart.
I have a feeling here, but not there.
And I say, well, what's in your belly? What's in your belly? And he says, oh, my God. You know, a whole bunch of snake demons are in my belly.
Why is God a snake?
Now, I'm showing you something that I already know.
Because the heart and the belly are all in the torso, which is emotional.
That's right. But you always experience the fear and the reaction in your gut. You never experience it in your heart.
Right.
You always experience the opening in your heart.
Yeah.
So he's experiencing reaction and opening.
Uh-huh.
And the reason that the fucking snakes are in his belly, and the reason that he talks about his heart is because he doesn't want me to know about the snakes in his belly.
It's ridiculous. What do you mean, snakes in the belly?
Yeah, it isn't ridiculous.
It's absolutely ridiculous.
Ramdas, okay, look. Okay, so now
they're still there. They're laughing and carrying on.
Okay, good.
Making themselves
sticking their tongues out. God, they're
okay. This is really quite amazing.
What a show!
This is really quite amazing to me, and I'm not sure about how to get this done. But there's something that needs to be done here. These snakes are faking it. They're trying to, have you ever heard of the devil trying to lead you astray?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. These snakes are smiling and pretending like they're happy and everything. Yeah, yeah. So now we go away and leave them alone, and then they turn back into their the whole stuff. So we're not going to go away and leave them alone. We're going to go after them.
Yeah, they're creating a distraction.
We're going to go after them, right. And they're interfering with a real fucking heart opening here. Excuse me for speaking French. And while we're doing the work of God, we shouldn't be using fucking this and fucking that. But
he made up the word.
Yeah, okay, then there you go. All right, so now...
We put it in our mind, right?
That's right.
We don't put anything in there.
No, we're not responsible for that.
We didn't teach ourselves that word.
Okay, Ramdas, so now I want you to look at this guy in the dream who is talking to you, and he's saying about the world, this is happening all the time. Okay? And I want you to say, okay, I'm going to accept it. I'm going to accept it. The world is awful. There's pain, injustice, tribulation. And it's happening all the time. And I am not going to stop it.
Cool.
I'm not going to stop it.
Cool.
And I'm going to accept what he's telling me and say, okay. So now, what is it, Ramdas, that he really wants you to have? You said hope. That's not what he wants you to have. Because hope is that there will be change. He wants you to accept it as it is without any hope of ever changing it. So what is it that he really wants you to have?
Peace of mind.
About?
About what the world is. Or how it appears.
That the world is awful.
That it's all.
Pardon me?
That it is what it is. And there are difficult things going on and there are wonderful things going on.
What happens in the belly?
I know that the snakes have lost their energy. They are kind of retreating. They're kind of...
Where are they going?
Back into the, in here.
Huh? Going back into where? Into hiding?
Inside.
They're going into hiding?
Yeah.
Well, let's ferret them out. Let's get the light in there and shine on them. What do you want snakes crawling around in your goddamn belly for?
Have you ever heard snakes scream?
Well, I've heard them hiss.
No, they're beating it. Man, they're getting out. Let's get out of here.
They're scared?
Yeah, hey, we're not welcome here.
Where are they going?
I don't know, they're slithering off somewhere. They're leaving. Whoa!
Now what does Karna look like?
Well, he's even smiling more broadly. He's just shining. He's bigger, too.
He's bigger and shining and smiling more broadly.
Even more broad.
And what are you doing?
I'm admiring his state.
And when you look at the world, what do you see? Pardon me?
There's nothing distinct about the world. I feel love.
Yeah.
The feeling is distinct, okay. not the visual. Pleased, very pleased.
Okay. Okay, but we be able. I want you to be able to see all of the details of the world. When you look at the whole world and you see all of the distinct details of the world, that there's this and that and the other. What is the world made up out of?
Light.
Well, what happened to all of this awful stuff that you saw before?
A transform.
The injustice and the pain and the suffering.
Yeah, I don't even see any human beings. I see a lot of light.
Mm-hmm. If you look for human beings in that light, and you look for suffering and pain and everything, what do you see?
Well, I conjured up a human being, and they were smiling. And I see no suffering there.
Are you satisfied?
Yeah.
Is this what that guy wanted you to have?
Yeah, he wanted me to be. He wants me to be at peace with the world.
Okay. Are you?
I feel at peace with the world.
So then, how does that make you different than you were yesterday?
I still had reservations
about
the world, about the suffering.
So then the snakes in your belly?
What about them?
So they're still there?
That's what I'm wondering what you're asking.
I said, what's the difference in today, the way that you feel about the world today from yesterday? And you said, I still have reservations about the world and suffering.
Yesterday. I'm today. I'm here right now.
Oh, okay. I'm asking you, what is the difference today from yesterday?
I'm at peace with the world.
And the suffering that you saw yesterday?
I'm at peace with the suffering that I saw yesterday.
It doesn't bother you.
Yes, it does. And I'm still at peace.
Then in what sense does it bother you?
It's more like I'm aware of it, and I want people be freed of it.
Okay. And what can you do so that people can get free of it?
Follow Guru Mahesh's direction.
Okay, on your shirt that you wore here today, your purple shirt, it says, what are we going to do about our United States? And then there's a www.empathycompassion.com.
Passion action.
Okay. What about that? What's the difference between the Ram Dass that put that shirt on this morning and the Ram Dass who's looking at that now?
Kind of like, I don't have to do anything except follow Guru Maya's direction.
And what is following Guru Maya's direction? What does that mean?
It's an internal thing. It's a moment to moment.
It's an internal thing, it's moment to moment. Can you
and it might be taking some form of action.
Can you be specific? What does moment-to-moment internal mean?
The feelings I get from moment-to-moment to moment, the feedback I get from outside moment-to-moment, how I process that, being always in touch with, trying to be in touch with her direction.
Okay. And what is her direction? What is she directing you to think, and what is she directing you to do?
Love.
Okay, good. You satisfied?
Yeah, very satisfied.
Are you depressed? Dominic is going to sleep.
it's that nice.
You ready to pick a number?
Well, see, when we were going to stay and signed into it. Until we were going to do like four or five dreams on it. Yeah, that's what I would prefer to do. Because I think at this point, I don't know what the number is.
Yeah.
At this point, I would say that the number is receptive. But you know, Dom, I've done that with you before, and we go and we pick a number, and it's expressive.
Yeah.
And it's because we were, I don't think that we're going to find an expressive number in this book, because we're pretty clear that it's receptive. But I would prefer to be able to look at some more dreams.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Yeah. Yes, see more dreams.
Okay.
And it may bring out understandings.
Because...
What's the rush to find out?
Well, why do you want to look now?
Because I want to test your theories now. Curious. Because it sounds so convincing to me.
What?
What you said about the identity type. Sounds like, what else is there to investigate?